We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
My God. Woo!
Everyone have fun?
I wish we had the sad music still. We like need the sad. This is like a sad music lounge.
This is horrible.
This was among the least fun games of the Jokic era. Easily one of the least fun ones. But we're going to relive it and break it down together here for you. Man, we all wore black. It was smart of us. We knew. There was something.
Something was wrong. Real Monday in the air.
Yeah, it's darkness in the air. The vibes were. But I got vote with me.
Okay, well, the result wasn't good, but the process was worse.
Was awesome.
I did not have any fun.
It was also bad. That's true. I do got Superstar Dev.
There wasn't even many highlights. Everything about it was just pain.
You know when you have the hiccups and you think they're about to go away and you're so, and then one more just comes up and you're like, oh, I'm still stuck in it.
That's how it was.
That was this entire game.
This was like the Mavs were so ice cold because they were on that road trip. They're on a back to back. They were missing wide open shots in that because Nuggets should have been down 25 at the half. That's how bad this game was. It was a miracle that they got it close enough for us to be like, hey, maybe they steal this one.
Wait, and Gordon chat in a loser's lounge.
Oh, there we go.
Gordon,
we
you just made
it.
My
Gordon,
night.
We'll
I needed
back to it.
Man, I needed
man, that picked up the vibe. I'm not going to lie, Gordon. We needed that one because this show, woo. It was off to a really rough start just having to watch that game. But we're presented, as always, by Lightshade. Might have to make a quick stop after this one.
Might still be open. I don't know.
They might still be open as the Nuggets get smacked. 103-89. Defense was all right. 103 points. Almost got them under. I feel like my advice to take them under bet, it wasn't unfounded. They just, you know, Denver could do no right.
It really should have been there, the Munder. There was a lot of defensive lapses from guys. There was a lot of low-effort plays. I really feel like that was a game that should have went, like, Munder.
Well, stop. Even forget about the defense here. Forget about all that. 25 turnovers.
Yeah.
Like, if you have 22 turnovers,
you
probably hold them under 100 points just because you're giving them these extra possessions. We got to start there. 25 turnovers tonight. And if I go down the list tonight, 7 from Will
One
Barton,
guy
who was absolutely horrible.
Yep.
Facu Campazzo had 3. Austin Rivers had 2. Bones Highland had 3. So you get your guard. That's your guard play tonight. Just turnovers all over. I think it's 14 combined turnovers from your guards, especially the guys that are handling balls, the ball up top. Dev, why so many turnovers tonight? What was it that led to Denver turning it over almost every time down the court?
Just not giving the ball to their guys. It's a lot of a hero ball, I felt like, tonight. Guys just trying to do too much with the ball. Like, at first, the ball's rotating and getting to spots. And then there'll be just, like, a person that's holding it for a bit too long. In no game should you have more turnovers than you have assists, especially if you play the type of brand that the Nuggets play. That's just an atrocious stat right there. But it just kind of shows the type of selfishness there was tonight and just not finding the rhythm at all.
Do you think it was selfishness?
Sure. Some of it was just carelessness as well. And then also just an inability, right? I mean, we still see how things look when a smaller defender just fronts Jokic and dares Denver to make a play and they can't. And then things get a little panicky, right? Like when the Jokic valve is shut off by the defense, you actively see panic. And I think we saw a lot of it tonight. And then also, you know, a huge factor in that is no Monte Morris, who is, of course, your assisted turnover maestro, and the guard play tonight. Like, that's my big takeaway. How in the living hell did Jokic win a playoff series with Faku and Austin Rivers? Oh, man.
It's honestly true. Like, this is because this is my thing is I think there was some selfishness tonight from some guys. I mean, Barton tonight had a horrible game. I mean, he was just really bad.
Terrible game.
And he had a couple, he had some possessions in there where you're like, yeah, what are you doing? Are you looking, calling your own number, what have you? But honestly, more than selfishness, because I thought I actually don't know that it was that much about selfishness, even though if it was sprinkled in there, I think it was ability. And this is the part that's scary is I really feel like teams have figured out this version of the Nuggets, this handicapped version. It's like, oh, yeah, they don't really have a lot of shooting. They don't really have anybody that can run a pick, especially with Monte out and Barton being bad lately.
Yes.
It's like they don't have anybody that can run a pick and roll and be a threat to score. So Denver becomes really interesting. And I like your point about teams fronting. You're right. You put a smaller guy in front, then Denver just tries, and they're looking like, looking over at him. How do we get this over? Defense is rotating, hard help, and there's no penalty. Like, you double yoke on that. You throw it over the top and double him hard. There's no penalty. You kick it, you move it around to find somebody who doesn't want to shoot.
And if you do, I mean, the help's just more than happy to leave Aaron Gordon or even Faku open in the corners, and that's been a problem as well. Or Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers, I mean, in that first half, Faku, as much as he's a good shooter, like he's been knocking down his shots, he's easy to close out on, though. Like, that's the thing is he has to have these extra open. So to me, this is the concern is we're a couple weeks now into, you know, Denver starting to be extra shorthanded. And I just think the scout is out on Denver right now. It's like, hey, man, Yoke's going to make some point. Like tonight he was forcing it in that third and fourth quarter. It looked like he was which I liked. It was like you have to force some bad shots, and he was making them. It didn't matter. They're too easy to guard.
Yeah, there's so many. First off, I think it's easy just being an opposing coach to like the Nuggets. Really, you kind of force Jokic to like his hand with guys are not going to make threes around him, right. And we see that tonight. And also, we're just going to bottle him up. Right. Everyone's just bottling up Jokic, and they're trying to force it to him. And then even if you think about it, just watching the games, when Jokic doesn't get the ball, you're upset.
Right.
But everyone knows that that's the game plan because that's the only thing that they have going. So it's really easy to be that. Also, I think that plays into the fact why they're playing selfish ball. Because it's like, okay, let's try to throw them off. Like, I feel like teams are calling their bluff. They know that they're going to just do that ISO ball if they're not going to give it to Jokic. And even when Jokic scores, it's just slow.
Right.
It's slow each time. And that's how you get ran out of the gym is one team's knocking down the three ball. One team is getting out in transition. One team knows that they're going to go on a run when Jokic is not on the floor. But even when Jokic is in there, he could go for 27. He could go for 35. What is everyone else going
to
do?
Denver having this hard of a time getting the ball to Yoke in these moments is part of it. And this is what's crazy. I always said, like, you have Jokic on your team, you're going to have a top 10 offense. Doesn't matter who you put around him. This season
we found one.
Well, this season you're really seeing that, like, you just need somebody that can run a pick and roll. Because actually part of what makes Yoke so good is the pick and roll game. And they just don't have that. I mean, Barton at his best can be that guy. And Barton tonight, one good thing about him, he had some nice assists to Jokic. There was some nice pick and roll passing and playmaking to him. But he also had a million turnovers.
But then what happened to that? Faku, too. Faku and Jokic had a little third quarter run, and that was pick and roll.
Right.
And, like, Denver can still run pick and rolls. They should still run pick and rolls. For whatever reason, they go away from it. Barton, two games in a row now where, like, he was terrible tonight.
Yeah.
But of his assists, you could pick out three or four that was just two-man with Jok. Run the pick and roll.
Yeah.
Faku can do it. Barton can do it. And it's a lot of Jokic posting up. And it's like, dude, that's the number one thing opposing defenses want you to do right now.
Yeah.
And so I know it's a personnel issue, and I know Barton looks like a shell of himself, but run more pick and roll. To me, that's step number one.
I actually think the guy who I thought was worse tonight, I mean, Barton, you easily make the case, especially because Moore is expected of Barton. He was really bad.
Yeah.
And it's concerning that he's actually been bad. I mean, I want to say it's like 10, 15 games, but it might actually be more like 15, 20 games.
Yeah.
Like, he's in a really long, extended sort of slump right now. But the guy who frustrated me the most tonight was Austin Rivers. He goes for 0 points tonight, one rebound, two turnovers, 0 of 2 from the three-point line, and he had a number of just, like, he's out there for defense. But he can't guard Luka. Luka didn't see him tonight.
Yeah.
Like, he guarded him, but Luka's like, whatever, this is nobody. And a couple rotations, you see him yelling at other guys, saying, hey, it's not, low man, like, you're not rotating over. You're if everybody's miscommunicating with you, and you're the common denominator, that's a problem. And then, yeah, offensively, there's just not a whole lot you can do with him right now. I feel like Yoke doesn't like playing with Austin Rivers, to be honest. And I'm kind of surprised.
I agree.
Yoke has been in a slump by his standards. I mean, tonight he was pretty good, but he's been less effective over the last like 6-7 games. And I think it might coincide with Austin Rivers being in the starting lineup.
Yeah, a little bit of that selfishness comes to him. And I don't even know if he's actually being
selfish. You're right. You know what? You're right.
I think it's like the way that he plays.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Pump fake.
Yeah.
Jab step. That's ball. Like, it's slowing down the rotation. It's slowing down the offense.
It's a great
and things
point.
Like that. Also, his body language just throws it off as well. Where he kind of like in his from the outside looking in, it just kind of looks like he thinks he's the star of the team, or he's the guy that should be getting calls. He's the guy that should, like, there's a ball that got, he threw it out of bounds and he was upset that it went at him.
Faku had no choice but
to give it to him.
Yep.
And it went out off on him and he got upset about the play. And it's like, just make a play.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think it's him being selfish, more so that's what his strength is,
right?
And it's not working.
Especially with Jokic, and especially when a team can sit on you the way that teams are, kind of in the paint, you've got to punish him by making shots. If you're not even taking shots, you're extra easy to sort of guard.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Duff.
No, I was going to say, they're just right now, the Nuggets are not surrounded by shooters or guys that can make shots. So if you look at that starting lineup, it's Faku. Not a good, like a 3-point shooter.
Also, Barton, hard for him to get shots off. His shots come on pretty much.
And Will Barton's not knocking down his shots. And then you have Austin Rivers. Aaron Gordon is like the reliable shooter, and he's not a shooter in that situation. So now for guys like Faku and Austin Rivers, they're trying to make it happen in different ways that don't, you know, collide with Jokic ball. And it's not to say Faku's like not. It's just that's not what you want to rely on in those type of situations is his jumper. So it just makes it hard for Austin Rivers right there.
And I like the way Austin had been playing off the bench. And you're so right about play style. And a lot of that is stuff the bench could use. You know, he is a good perimeter defender defending non-stars off the bench, right? He can be microwave offense. He can hold the ball, put the ball on the floor, crossovers nice. He can get two at the rim. Sometimes the bench needs that. The starters right now need Jokic ball, and that's not what he's been playing the last two games. And obviously that thumb is bothering him. He's grabbed at it now in each of the last two games. So... it's not a great combination.
I can't believe the Nuggets won a playoff series against Damian Lillard with those guys, Faku and Composite, because they're so like limited. I honestly, somebody came after me and said, like, because when Austin Rivers went down and then left the game, and by the way, he might be injured, he was ruled out or whatever for the rest of the game. Faku and Jokic, that's when they went on that nice run, but they brought in Bones Highland, which is, again, right, and we're going to talk about Bones. He's not making a shot, but he's at least has the reputation of that. He can run some other stuff. It just creates another wrinkle, and that's when Denver went on their run in that third. But putting both of them out there, I just think there's enough tape on that unit now that people are like, oh, got it. They're kind of solved. Sadly, I'm not sure. Like, there's nowhere really to go. While Monte's still out, there's nowhere else to go other than maybe trying to start Bones or – you know, put Barton at the two and bring in a Davon Reed as a start. Like, one of those moves might be the move to make, but none of these are, like, great options. This isn't a thing where I'm like, that's going to solve it. It just might be less bad. Is there one of those you like? Is there a starting, given, let's say Monte's out for one more game, is there a starting 1-2-3 you like?
No, I really think that this is just what they are right now. I think you would just be playing, like, musical chairs, but it's going to be the same thing no matter what. They need their guys back. They need to stay healthy. Like, that's just kind of what's needed. And also, it makes you appreciate guys like Monte Morris just a bit more, just because how much he brings to the offense. Then it also puts guys at their strength to where they're supposed to be. So Austin Rivers with the second unit, Faku with that second unit. It just looks a lot different. It's also what they've been playing, so they're more comfortable with those guys because that's what they're around a lot of the times. I know it's difficult for Austin Rivers to play with Jokic a lot, because he's not used to playing that type of basketball as well. So I think that it's just a lot more pressure on them, and you're seeing more minutes of it. So it's easier for us to spotlight those flaws.
Barton is one of the triggers in this. By the way, even when Monte was playing, he would have games where he was either like average or below average, and Denver would struggle. It's like they need him to even be good, like when he's playing, which he is more often, obviously, than what you're going to get here. Let's talk about you mentioned injuries and Denver needs to stay healthy. They did lose Austin Rivers. I don't know if he's going to be out for extended periods of time, but he did have to ask to come out in this game.
And then Vlaco.
And then more importantly, Vlaco Chanchar goes down. He gets an opportunity to play a non-contact weird injury. It looked like I think they reported it as a foot injury. It didn't look like anything happened except for he grabbed his foot and then was unable to walk off of the court. He had to be carried by two teammates. I mean, obviously, we have to wait to see what happens, but to lose two players in one game when you're already this shorthanded, it's just starting to feel like the world's against you.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter who the players are at this point, by the way. There's like one end of bench player left. Everyone else is playing. And so, by the way, not to imply that I'd be any less sad depending on who was hurt. It's just like, sure, Austin Rivers and Vlatko Chanchar don't sound like big names, right, to another fan base. But you go down the list of who's already out, you are running out of options.
They really are.
And you're almost going from, like, we're so concerned with, okay, like, what can they do to sort of turn the offense around? Can they even just get enough warm bodies on the court is question number one. And so it's tough. It's tough right now. That to lose this game was tough. To lose two rotation players in the loss is brutal. If they're done, I should say. I don't know. I'm being a
something. You bring up a great point of, like, maybe these are not the star guys or the guys that you're looking for the Nuggets, like a Vlatko. But also, they're so far down that they're having to play other guys. There's also a pandemic. They're missing guys for health and safety protocols. They're missing for injuries. They've already been one of the most injured teams in the league, as it is. And now you're having to play guys out of roles, out of position. They're playing more minutes. They're down to their, like, third coach right now.
Right.
So, like, it's just so many things that you have to work with. And they're playing guys on 10-day contracts, extended 10-day contracts. So, there's a lot going on right now. So having guys like Austin Rivers, having guys like Vlatko Chanchar go down, it just goes a long way, and it makes it very, very hard.
Let's talk about Bones Highland tonight, who flew in. I mean, he'd been in the COVID protocols. He flies in tonight to join the team, gets there today, so day of the game. You know, he was 3 of 9 tonight, gets 6 rebounds, had 3 turnovers, was a -6, 7 points. Not the worst stat line. 0 of 3 shooting. Let's talk about this first, Dev. We were talking about this while we were watching it. I think we might have turned. You were here a couple games ago, but I think I'm with you now to where when he takes an open three, not even like a contested one, he takes an open three, I now think it's out, not in, because he's kind of been cold, you know, more than he's been hot this year.
There was a point in time that it did not matter where it was that he was on the floor. It felt like it was going to go in.
Yeah.
The team felt like it was going in. Everybody on the bench rises. The crowd is into it. Now he's taking shots, and you're just, like, looking at it like, oh, that's a tough shot, or that's a step back, or, like, all of them are contested. And I just don't feel like they have a chance.
Yeah.
And I have not felt like that in a long time. When Michael Porter Jr. shoots the ball, every time I'm like, oh,
right.
I feel like that's going to go in. Even if he goes 1 for 7, yeah. I'm like, every single one of those shots felt like it's going to go in. That energy, that momentum, that everything for him just does not feel like that right now. And, I mean, he's doing a good job of trying to find different ways. He got a mid-range. He gets into the lane and he finishes, like, in different ways. But just can't consistently knock down that jumper, which, you know, that's what he is. He's a scorer. He's a shooter. And it's not going that way. And now you're starting to see all the other things that are standing out, the turnovers, the being, you know, not being focused on defense. It's all of the other things because you're not seeing the one thing that he does well. So right now, I'm not going to say I'm down on Bones, but I can't see that consistency, and I don't feel the same type of confidence with him.
He had the highlight of the night, vote, which was that move, that, like, one-on-one move where I can't remember who it was he shook, but gets all the way to the rim, was a hell of a move. Oh, really, one of the better moves we've seen from a Nuggets player all year. His inside the arc game has actually been okay. I mean, there's been some real low lights.
Yeah.
But it's been okay. It's the 3-point shot that is, like, when you're, it's got to be your best skill. You know, that's supposed to be one of his best skills, and it just hasn't been there.
You do like the way he can get into the paint. Would have liked to see him turn those into assists tonight, which he couldn't do. And then it was hard not to notice him on defense tonight.
Yeah, a lot of that.
4 personal fouls, and at 3 of them were terrible fouls. You know, reaching over, reaching in. Shots that might not have fallen, fouls that have 100% chance of being called and a near 0% chance of actually affecting the play. You know, when Bullock was open like 3 times in a row in the 4th, I thought a lot of that was Bones. So he was not very good on that end. He's a rookie. And look, he keeps going in and out. So a lot of this is
going to be
rhythm, and I don't expect him to be in a rhythm as he goes in and out of the rotation.
So I honestly think that last part is so much of it is he has really had like 4 seasons so far. You know, like, you play a couple games, you're out for the same amount of games. Play a couple games, you're out again. He's been in the protocols now twice. you know, hopefully he can start to establish a little bit of a rhythm here going forward, because as much as you're right, there's those rookie mistakes, there's this or that. From a raw talent standpoint, what can you do? He's the only one on this team outside of Will Barton that I feel like can get into the free throw, like to the paint and score.
Sure.
Like just score it all, and Denver desperately needs it. Why don't we hit our first break? On the other side, though, I want to talk about Aaron Gordon. He did not really guard Luka a ton tonight, and I feel like that was by design. The hamstring maybe not fully there. I also want to talk about Bol Bol, who played 6 minutes, I thought was actually pretty good for some of those, and then doesn't get back in till the end.
And did manage to step out of bounds in those six
He did
minutes.
Manage to step out of bounds. That's true.
Bingo. Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR. Regular seltzers also sold at the bar. We love Breckenridge Brewery. We love all their delicious booze and food. And right now you can get both at the farmhouse. It's open, socially distanced, beautifully set up for outside dining. You can also order curbside pickup from 12 to 8 p.m. You can get their beer delivered to you from the Drizzly app. I did that recently. It was really cool. Someone knocked on my door and I said, "Who is it?" And then they handed me some Breckenridge beers. It was awesome. Or you could head to the nearest grocery store like King Supers, Costco, or some third example. Order delicious food and booze from the farmhouse. If you're able, call 303-803-1380 from 12 to 8 p.m. For pickup, use code DNVR to save $5. By the way, we recommend the Mile High City Copper Lager, that Denver Nuggets-themed can. Sleek blue can, got the Nuggets logo right on it. You can't miss it. And if you don't know where to look, try the Breck Beer Locator. And by now, listeners of this show, friends of the program, know that we're big on DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And we are hitting the final week of the pro football regular season, and college football is heading into the national championships. DraftKings Sportsbook has an unbelievable offer to get all fans in on the action for this exciting time on the football calendar. New customers can bet $5 on any football team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Wind down the season with a big win. Also get some skin in the game with same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. DraftKings, it's safe, secure, reliable. It's your money. They know that. When you ask for it, they give it to you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet just $5 on any football team, college or pro, and win $200 in free bets if they're victorious. That's promo code DNVR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
26 turnovers in that ad read.
I know, man.
Unbelievable, man. I know. Unbelievable.
And they were all in the fourth quarter.
0-for-3 shooting. It was just a really, just a...
Luckily, there was a nice close-up of my face as I flubbed it.
For sure. All right, getting back into this one here. By the way, I just saw a fire quote from Popeye Joe. Fire in the worst way. What's the opposite of fire? A tire fire quote from Popeye that cuz is a little concerning. We'll talk about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Once wind gets here.
Excited for that.
Aaron Gordon tonight had, I thought, a pretty decent game, actually. What's funny is Jokic, I keep forgetting to talk about Jokic because he's just a constant. Jokic and Gordon, I thought, were pretty good tonight, especially on the offensive end, just he can't get the ball to him. Gordon tonight goes 7 of 9 shooting. The only shots he missed were actually on the from the three-point line, 2 3-pointers. He gets 15 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. But the thing that stuck out the most to me, we've talked about this so much, he's the Luka stopper for Denver. Didn't really guard him tonight.
I thought he did in the second half.
A little bit.
I thought it was more than a little in the second half, but I, you know, we'd have to rewatch to know for sure. But yeah, I would guess you would have to guess it's about the hamstring, right? Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, he was literally number one reason they traded for Aaron Gordon is the way he guards Luka. Yeah. So
you had to think it was by design, because into it, Popeye said Austin Rivers is going to be on him.
Right.
First off, for the coach to give out the game plan of that, you know, because as much as we know that he's a Luka stopper, we know that Luka knew that he was going to have to go against Aaron Gordon tonight. Yeah. So for him to start out not with him, I'm sure that played a lot into the type of night that he starts with. I like the fact that Gordon still shows those like athletic plays, even though he's coming back from an injury, like the dunk that just stands out. He's also like aggressive on the rebounding and things like that. With his plus minus, I think that it just kind of has a lot to do with the fact that he's not playing defense. Like he's not out there doing what he's brought in for. So it just kind of serves him no purpose. So a lot of it was help side. A lot of it is just not amping yourself up or getting into it that way. So I don't see that as a bad Aaron Gordon game, even though he was a minus 14 in the game. I don't.
Right. I thought he was pretty good. And he's coming back from injury. I mean, there is he does look like, to me, he looks pretty healthy. He looks pretty springy. But like I said, Denver's front court tonight, Gordon, Jokic, pretty good. Just can't get him the ball. Do we have any thoughts on Jokic's game tonight? He goes 11 of 18, just 1 of 4 from the 3-point line. but he grabbed 16 rebounds. You're over hit 13.5. They can't set it high enough. I think he is now averaging, by the way, over 14 rebounds a game, which is pretty crazy. He only gets 3 assists, 2 steals, only three turnovers, which, to be honest, is not that bad given the circumstance. Although he had a really bad turnover. Do you know the one I'm thinking of? Where it was like in the fourth when he was forcing it.
They set him up and he just threw it across the lane and they just took off.
They were just like sitting there. It was really weird. But I actually thought his game was pretty good tonight. Again, just so hard to get him the ball. Yeah. Every time he got the ball, I was like, okay, good. We're going
to
score.
But I feel like he got back to like finishing those very tough like turnaround shots that he was missing, like those chip shots. He also like was assertive on the shots. He wasn't like passing out of them. He was making sure that he was going to score on them.
Yep.
And throwing his weight around. So, like, you have to be excited about those type of plays. Like, if you think about it, he went 11 of 18 and 1 of 4 from 3. And he kind of forced two of those threes up. So, it wasn't a bad Jokic game. He's also grabbing every single rebound that comes his way. And also, he's fighting for rebounds. Even a few that he didn't get, he fought for it. And that's why he is our
DraftKings Sportsbook, king of the game.
So
who else was it going
to
be?
16-3. Like, you just have to give it to him. Really, who else would it be? And you see how upset he is with that referee right now. He picked up a tech from the bench. He cares.
Two techs on the bench
for Bull, by the way.
Yeah. Actually, let's talk about that because we're going to get to Bull here. Bull played 6 minutes, and I feel like the Jokic-Bull connection actually has some legs to it. I actually feel like there's something there.
There's a lot of legs involved, bro.
Well, there are a lot of legs. But I do feel like Jokic kind of, I don't know, like, looks for Bull. Like, they have a little thing there.
Well, they ran a pick and roll and finished an alley-oop last game. So, yeah kind of.
Yeah.
I like Bull's energy on the court with Jokic.
Yeah.
I actually get the sense that Bull is a little more eager to please in that environment. He still stepped out of bounds. It was kind of weird.
What's funny is he played 6 minutes. Like, three of these were with Jokic, three of these were not. The three with Jokic, really fun, really good.
Yeah.
The three without, really
not so
bad.
Much. And then they just went away from him altogether, which is kind of interesting.
Well, I think that, like, Popeye, like, seen him about to shoot himself in the foot. He had two back-to-back turnovers.
Yeah,
let's just get him out there. Like, let's get him out of there. He has his, his confidence is high right now. He played good minutes with Jokic. And I know a lot of that has to do with he's playing with the MVP. He's playing with the starters. Like, that has to go a long way for Bull. Just like a gimme. He's giving them stuff. But, yeah, I honestly, like, and I've been down on Bull. I liked what I seen today.
Right,
he's
too.
Hustling that play out of bounds where he went and saved it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I haven't seen him hustle.
A Faku-esque hustle.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. I wanted them to put him back in. Honestly.
I know, me too.
I was just like, oh, we're going to see Bobo in the second half, especially when things weren't going well. I was like, why not give it to the guy that just kind of looked fun out there? Like, it is what it is.
Here's the lineup I love tonight. It's actually my favorite part of the game. They put out there with Jokic, with Bull, Davon Reed, Bones, and I don't remember if it was Barton or who else, but you think about Bones has that great wingspan. Davon Reed has that great wingspan. Bull's ridiculous wingspan. This is the long boys. They had a long boys lineup out there, and it actually went on a run.
Nice
it was a plus
stretch.
Plus lineup there that got them back into the game in the second quarter. I liked it. I wish we would have seen a little bit more of it, to be honest with you. When they went to some of the lineups they did in the second half, where you got, you know, Faku and Rivers and Gordon, where there's just no spacing. I feel like Denver's so shorthanded now, you have to think, what works? Jokic loves long receivers. He loves that length. So those backcourts, you're not going to maybe shoot the ball great, but you start to put pressure on with these cuts and stuff, and Jokic just loves to make those passes. I hope if Denver's shorthanded again, who knows, Zeke, Najee, you know, Jeff Green, Monte Morris, those are the guys that should be back any day now, any game now. But if those guys miss again, rather than watch these defensive grinded out lineups that can't score, rather than do that, I would like to see a little bit more of those types of lineups, long boy lineups that maybe work collectively.
The only thing is, like, I mean, Houston's terrible, but they played great defense in Houston, got that win. Tonight, they grind it, and actually kept it close for as horribly as they played. And if they don't turn it over 26 times, maybe they pick up a win here, too. And it is just pick-up win mode right now. So, I mean, I get what you're saying in terms of seeing the team play loose and have more fun. But I also get
I'm not trying to take away from this, okay? Because, like, Golden State turned out to be a good win. They end up beating the Jazz and the Suns and then lose to Denver. So that one's a good win. But you beat the Clippers without any of their guys. They were missing everybody as well. Then you go in and beat Houston.
Who's terrible.
So that three-game win streak, like, you could point to that Golden State one and say that was a pretty good one. They were up 24, get murdered in the second half, whatever. But I still feel like all of these what I'm saying is I don't think you need to look at this and say, hey, this is working, because I'm not really sure it is working.
Working is doing heavy lifting.
Yeah, working is doing a lot of heavy lifting on that one. Nonetheless, Denver can afford to mix some of things up. Bull showed me more in these two games than he has in a long time, though. I got to say, I'm actually pleasantly surprised with what I saw from Bull in limited minutes.
Do you know why?
Why?
He got to play. He was on the court.
Well, even that aside, you're right. But even that aside, like going back for a while, I feel like for a while there when Bull was in the rotation, I felt like that stepping out of bounds turnover happened like every single time
and
he was
on
the
court. And then a travel right after
travel.
That.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he wasn't playing well.
But I feel like he is actually playing well.
These last two stints were legit, not just like bubble, this is fun, right. Like legit encouraging.
Do you think it has to do with like who he's playing with?
I honestly do think there is something to the Jokic minutes. I do. Bull looks more engaged. It looks like I have a chance to show the best player on this team that I can play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe I'm reading too much into that, but that's my read.
Harrison, you still waiting on a couple more guys to come back? Oh, he's zoned in. He is wired in right now as he takes the notes. It's kind of fun seeing it. Usually Harrison goes to like an office, but being able to see him in his zone without
you're
him
watching
hearing
him
us,
work.
Yeah. Yeah, like just the focus from this guy is incredible. Up there, he's on delay is what it was. That was actually awesome. Where else do we want to go here? Oh, let's just look ahead real quick here. Utah's this next game. Another kind of important one. I mean, Denver now drops, unfortunately, in the standings, so this one kind of hurts a little bit because you're right back to having this nice little cushion to where if you lose against Utah, the game Denver's going to be an underdog going into. You lose against Utah, all of a sudden you might be back. You might be back in the seventh seed. You might be back in the play-in here. How important do you feel that Utah game is going to be for Denver?
Big, big. I mean, any response right now is big. Right? It's hard enough to go on a win streak. You absolutely don't want to go on a losing streak. They're fighting to keep their heads above water. So not just standings, not just divisional, but, I mean, you got to keep up. You got to keep up pace right now. And the win streaks are going to – they feel very few and far between. So can't drop consecutive games. There is just this Nuggets love to play up in the big games and against teams like Utah and specifically Utah that provides some hope for me. But
yeah.
it's a big game, and as of right now, Utah's favorite on paper.
Yeah, the thing about Utah like that is just completely opposite of the Nuggets is Utah plays up to those bad teams. They beat all the bad teams. They've won six
machine.
Of seven.
They're a machine.
They lose to the good teams. Like that's just what they do. But you're going to play more bad teams than you're going to play good teams. So their record always looks like that. If you like, the Nuggets are going to play up to them. I really do feel like they're going to play up to them. But Utah has it figured out right now, and the Nuggets don't. So while it's a big game, I just feel like it's going to be a barometer type game where, more so than a big game where you just kind of see how focused or how you look like when you're focused. But I just feel like Utah is just a different animal right now.
Seven of Denver's last eight games have been on the road. So just getting home, I know it feels weird, but just being back at Ball Arena, being back in your own bed, hopefully gives them a little bit of a boost. And you know, who knows? Maybe you do end up getting some of these guys back. I mean, Monte Morris, the key one right there. Jeff Green also obviously pretty
big.
Yeah,
missing Jeff a little bit for sure.
And now Zeke Nagy moves up with Vlaco Chanchar getting hurt. He moves back into an opportunity. One thing all three of those guys can do is shoot the ball. And, I mean, Denver's just at such a lack of shooting right now that I think all of those guys help. Why don't we hit our final break here on the other side? We'll go around the association. We'll read some super chats, and we'll wait for Harrison Wynn to give his report.
All righty then. You'd think I'd be prepared by now. Is it a Monday? It's a Monday, right? And it's a Tuesday? No, it's a Monday, Kale.
It's Monday for us.
I'm done asking you guys. Lightshade Dispensary, Colorado's premier dispensary. They've got 10, soon to be 11 locations. And right now, when you use code DNVR, you're going to get 25% off each purchase, every single purchase. Just keep going back to Lightshade. You walk in, just scream DNVR at them. You'll get 25% off. Also, we want to talk to you about the Escape Artist products that you can pick up at Lightshade right now. Escape Artists are the highest awarded topical brand in Colorado. They prioritize quality and consistency. Ratios available in 1-to-1. High ratio CBD 20-to-1. There's the 800 to 800 creams, which are the highest potency creams available, I would hope. It's founded and formulated by food and pharmaceutical scientists that believe in a brand that should truly exemplify the Colorado lifestyle. So check them out. And please, 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 please use code DNVR when you do. Get 25% off your order. I don't think that's too hard of an ask, saving money on marijuana. The other thing I'm just begging you to do.
Your reads are incredible.
I'm begging you and everyone you know to join the 2 million men worldwide who are shaving their balls with Manscaped. Use code DNVR at manscaped.com. You're going to get 20% off plus free shipping. Check out that Performance Package 4.0. It's the perfect package for your little pet. Wait, no, that's not right. The brand new Lawnmower 4.0 is here to take your defense to the next level. This fourth generation trimmer features cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. I can confirm that part thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. Check it out. Use code DNVR. Get 20% off plus free shipping.
That's it.
Two reads. All right. So we have some super chats here, Kill. Awesome. Jack says, I love Luca, but that smirk after he makes a shot makes me want to throw my TV. You know what's funny? It is true. Luca really does have a smirk to him, yeah. Doesn't he? It's pretty funny.
He knows he's getting the best of you, too.
He definitely plays into it.
He's not one of those guys that like acts like he doesn't think that he's flopping. He doesn't act like he doesn't think he's setting you up. He plays into it, and he knows what you're doing. So, pretty boy. I like it.
It's little fun. Cheeky smile. He's such a superstar.
He is such a superstar. Yeah. He is like, I'm going to offend like some of our viewership here. He's like a Regis kid.
Am I right?
Like, he's like a Mullen kid
right
a little
over
bit.
My head.
I'm just saying like the little prep school kid, mm-hmm. You know, the private school. But he's really good, guys. What else we got? David says, all due respect to Popeye, but tonight made me really miss Malone. Yeah, happens. This was a weird game. I will say there were some combos I didn't like. We're going to get to some post-game commentary here in a bit that I think is going to be a little bit interesting. It's funny, man. You know how some things look easier than they actually are?
You're talking about the media?
This is one of them. Is like, sometimes we get pissed at like a Malone or this or that. Like, why are they being so tight-lipped? And then when a coach like lets something slip and you're like, wait, what? It kind of gets funny. And there was one of those tonight. Any team, Popeye Jones will be the first one to tell you, like, any team, their coach is their leader. Like, you can't just swap that guy out any more than you could swap Jokic out. What else we got? Matt says, cue for the crew. Why does Gordon continue to go over every screen with Luka? Always gets into the lane where he's most dangerous. Dare him to pull up. It's a good question. A couple people actually sent me this tonight talking about this. Why Chase? I'm just guessing it's the Denver scheme. I don't think this is like a choice coming from Aaron Gordon. I think this is a schematic decision of, hey, we're going to do this.
And that's how Gordon has done it with Luka, as far as I can remember. And actually does a decent job of snaking back in front without fouling. I get why people at a certain point would be like, hey, a little more afraid of him penetrating and dishing at this point than those step back prayers. But on the games where Gordon's had success with Luka, that's also been his approach. So it does seem to be how the team is approaching the game plan.
I would definitely let him shoot the three ball, though.
He's not that great of a shooter.
Yeah, and it's all of it is just contested step backs the entire time. So like, there is something into letting him shoot. I would play that game plan just to see how it looks sometimes.
Yeah. What else we got? Last one, Gordon, of course, is tough loss, but you guys are doing great. Gordon, you're a homie.
You're doing great.
We appreciate it.
Real one.
You're doing great.
Real one. You guys want to go a little around the association? Harrison, you almost wrap it up?
Waiting for one more person.
Who is it?
I assume
Yoke. Oh, man, this might take a while. We might just have to have you tap in. All right, we're going around the association. It's a busy night in the association tonight, guys. This is going to be a bummer us around the association, too, if you guys want to know the truth.
Yeah, I know. It's not a great one.
The Blazers up 2 right now. I guess I'll circle back to that one. Let's go down to the bottom here. The Jazz get a win against the Pelicans, Denver's next opponent, the Utah Jazz. 115-104. Donovan Mitchell goes for 29 points. Nothing really stand out here. What did Gobert get? 17 rebounds, 10 points, 3 of 8 shooting. That was... The Jazz continue to beat up on these bad teams.
You don't want to just like key in too much on any one game or any one result, but it does feel to me like Utah's better than New Orleans.
It does seem that way.
They're going to beat those bad teams. That's
they
just
really
what they
are.
Do.
You know what, though? I envy it.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what I mean? Like, you're right that they always lose to Golden State. They always lose to the Suns.
I know, right?
They
now, always lose. Like, take the easy ones. Yeah. Take the easy ones.
If he just walked into the easy ones, we'd be like, oh, we could talk shit tonight. You guys want a shocker of the night? The Pistons beat the Bucks. They go into Milwaukee and destroy the Bucks, 115-106.
Man.
Our boy Trey Lyles had 11 points.
What?
Sadiq Bey goes for 34, including 30. 8 of 13.
Hey, he's had like a nasty five-game stretch now, Sadiq Bey.
A guy named Micah Potter had 24.
I love that. You remember Micah Potter? We've been talking about it. Micah Potter Jr. so they get the win tonight. Who else? Josh Jackson with 24 points. That's wild. Giannis goes for 31, somehow is a minus 12. 31, 10, and 7 was a minus 12.
Streets are saying Josh Jackson also posterized Boogie. So
really? Well, that makes me happy. I'll go for that then. Boogie got a tech the other day. Did you guys see that?
No.
Thought it was funny.
That sounds right.
It took like three games. He got a tech.
Always do that?
Yeah, he does always do that. My Chicago Bulls get a win over the Orlando Magic, 102-98. Man, the Magic, I don't know if you guys follow the Magic very much. They're 7-31.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they lose every game by four.
Every single one.
They are the best terrible team.
They just keep blowing it, man. I don't know what's happening. Gary Harris goes for 19 points. He was a plus six.
He's doing good, man. He really is.
I watched. So who was it they just played? It was Orlando. They just lost another one. Oh, Boston. Jalen Brown
goes
for.
They blew that one, actually.
They blew it. And I'm telling you, so down the – Gary Harris had like 17 in the third quarter or something. I'm watching this game down the stretch. He didn't touch the ball. He's on the court. Every other guy took a chance, like ISOing. They're like, all right, we'll give it to whoever. Nope, Terrence Ross. Give it to him. Nope, that's not going to work. Let's give it to nobody could score. And I'm like, guys, Gary Harris has missed like two shots all game. He never touched the ball. Just give it to him.
Are we sure it wasn't Gary's choice?
That's what's funny is Gary kept running to the corner, getting out of the way.
I'm good. I got my 18.
Gary's the funniest player. It's so funny how much when I watch him, I'm just like, please bring him back. It's so funny. I'm telling you, I watch him. I'm
Denver
like,
could use him so bad.
So much. Wendell Carter Jr., 21 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. He's been playing pretty well. I don't buy Wendell Carter Jr., but he's playing well lately. I just can't do it.
21, 10, and 4.
Go over to the Bulls side. You get Vucevic, 13 points, 17 rebounds. Lonzo Ball returns 3 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 of 8 shooting. A little rusty, doesn't matter. DeMar DeRozan. How about DeMar? What's DeMar DeRozan's Q score to you? Like, how do you view DeMar DeRozan?
I've always liked him.
You've always liked
I've
him?
I've always liked him, but I
swear to God, I've met more people who have always liked him than I met
people that liked him.
You can't be down on him, though.
Of course you can.
You can't.
Of course you can.
As a dude, DeMar DeRozan, I find, like, good basketball player, easy to root for. Like, flawed basketball player, sure, but...
This is what I'm saying. DeMar DeRozan is like the man of the year right now. He is incredible.
Do you
see that photo the Bulls posted of him? Like somehow he just, it was the perfect, look like an album.
I did see that. Do you guys remember, to your point, I want to say it was like Jay Crowder. ESPN ranked him ahead of DeMar DeRozan. Like DeMar DeRozan's
Crowder?
Nadir.
Wow.
His nadir, was, to your point, the public perception.
Super low.
This is why I'm saying low. I keep running into people that are like, I've always been a DeMar fan. But I remember 5 years ago when his score was so low, nobody would claim him.
I meant as a guy.
Okay.
I mean? I'm not telling you I thought he was. I didn't think he was this good.
It is. I'm telling you, basketball is such a funny sport. This is why I get so mad when guys are scapegoated. Be it Faku, be it anybody else, is that guys can look bad. Like, guys, good players can look bad. I always go bad. I know I bring them up once a show. I go back to my guy, Boris Diaw, playing for the Charlotte Hornets. So playing so bad, they paid to get rid of him because they were like, this guy is terrible. He goes to the Spurs and is like their third best player on one of the best teams I've ever watched in my life. DeMar DeRozan, to me, is the bit of this. Like, he's always good. It's just like, how do you use him? How do you build around him? They found a group right now that just covers all his flaws, accentuates all his skills, and it's incredible.
Good for him.
So I'm happy for him. The Grizzlies beat the Nets. Man, the Grizzlies are good. You got something?
Look at me.
He's just sad.
Oh, he's about to do it. Play the like introspective music. Do we have the introspective music?
Look, I made a mistake. I said things that I did not mean, and I apologize. John Morant, chef's kiss.
You know what? I can appreciate when someone can admit when they're wrong. This is incredible. John Morant, 36 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 14 of 22.
Did
but more
you guys
than anything,
see the dunk?
Of course! Yeah. One of the best dunks ever, but also just like the Ja special where he leans. He puts his body at such an angle, man.
And
puts
he's
the
daring
ball so
people
far
to
back.
Come like, yeah. by him. I dare you to come by me because I'm going to dunk on you.
Desmond Bane, by the way, 29 points.
Pain.
This one is pain.
The only thing is we don't get to claim pain because 29 teams are like, oh, yeah, I've only with Desmond Bane.
I know, but when you watch Denver just incapable of making any wide open shots or anything, and then you see Desmond Bane.
Oh, I think
like
about it often.
5 of 11 yeah. from 3. A super smart player would be a great Jokic player.
Good defender.
And now you look at that Morant-Bane backcourt, and you're like, good Lord, those guys are incredible. Very much roster envy of Memphis. I keep talking about, like, Denver 5-4, you get Memphis. No guarantee Denver's better than Memphis by the end of the year.
Yeah, man. No kidding. They got to start losing.
The Nets on a little bit of a slide here. KD goes for 26 points. Doesn't matter. We get a James Harden game, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists. Those starters were all negative 20s, man. That's wild.
Hey, has Kyrie played since the...
No, he's making his debut on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
The season has nothing but weird things.
They get a part-time basketball player.
That's sick.
Can you imagine if the Nuggets had a part-time basketball player?
That gets paid full money. Big money.
Does he get paid... Full
he
money?
Has to.
I don't think
like
he is.
Doesn't he got it guaranteed?
Well, he plays in the games he plays in. Right?
I don't think he does. Wizards 124-121 over the Hornets.
Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, I know. This is actually, you guys. I'm telling you, we don't get anything tonight.
This was a depressing.
We had a bad game and around the association sucks. We got Kyle Kuzma goes for 36 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. He goes 6 of 11 from 3. He's absolutely awesome. Bradley Beal also goes for 35, 7, and 8. I'm happy for them. Wow. So happy for these guys. Oh, so disgusting.
What a Monday.
You guys want to cap it off? Well, actually, there's a couple more games here. 76ers, 133-113. They destroy the Houston Rockets. Joel Embiid goes for a triple-double. 31-15-10.
Bring the Rockets back.
I will say this.
Run that back.
LeBron plays the Rockets earlier this week. Looks great. Is he the best player still? Joel Embiid tonight.
Facundo Campazzo.
Back in. Even Paco goes there.
Is he the best
game.
Player?
The Rockets, they're just the team that makes everybody look great.
This is true. Bring
them
back.
Bummer. It is so true, though. You're right. Like, look. I'm not going to say it. I was about to talk about some teams / some players do really just put the hurt on these terrible teams. That's why part of me loves Yoke.
It's not the night.
Do you remember what Yoke's game was against the Rockets?
Oh, because it was just
me neither. Like yeah. I was like, I don't know.
It was
20
the first game all year we forgot about.
Like 13 something. I don't remember because he's like, this game doesn't matter. The Hawks look like they are. Oh no, they're up 5. Man, I thought this game was over because the score is 105-100. Nope, start of the fourth.
No, wait, the fourth?
Yeah, start of the fourth. 105-100.
You know what? I just remembered how Denver beat Portland in the first round.
I think about how did this group score? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, Trailblazers
were right.
So bad on defense.
That's right. And then they ran it back.
Anthony Simons has 35.
He has 35 points. Wow, he gets high. Oh, Trae Young has 41. What a battle. Trae Young versus Anthony Simons.
Man.
Nobody's playing defense between those two. 14 assists. He's talking right now? Oh, just come join us then,
just
whatever. He's not going to have anything.
The Timber Pups.
The Timberwolves are up 16 on the Clippers, so thank God. This was a favor. The Clippers would pass the Nuggets tonight if they win, but it looks like they are down 16. And then lastly, the Warriors right now at the end of the third, 89-82 over the Miami Heat. So they continue their good play. Draymond's not back, is he? Oh, Draymond is back.
Draymond
is back. He's a plus 12. He has 5 points, 12 assists. Man, the Warriors, are you guys excited? Are we? I know people get mad, especially in a loser's lounge, people get mad. Are you excited for the return of Klay Thompson? Sunday, he's going to be back.
Yeah, I got to admit it.
Come on, man.
I am.
I'm locked in. I'm watching. Are you excited?
I mean, I'm excited he's back to playing basketball. I really don't care, honestly.
Really?
I think it's just he's fun. I think Curry's like the guy. So.
Well, of course he is. But Clay's the vibes guy. I'm telling you, I wish Denver had. Sometimes I think about what's Denver missing. Like they need some shooting. They need this. Part of me thinks they need like a vibes guy. Who is it? It's Bones, I guess.
Well, it's one of us on this set.
Clay is perimeter defense, outside shooting, and vibes.
he may be number one
on the fantasy.
Draymond Green's like this leader that gets everybody in line. Everybody just like takes on his like intensity.
Like,
and then Curry's just like everybody like fights for that guy. The Nuggets need some vibes. I'm telling you, they're missing some key basketball stuff, but I feel like they're missing some vibe stuff too.
I mean, what's more important?
I have it on good authority. There's only vibes.
I lean towards vibes.
Harrison, how did the post game go?
Post game was interesting. I'm really enjoying the Popeye Jones experience, though. Really enjoying it.
Is it because he tells you anything if you ask him?
Because he speaks the truth.
I love it. Popeye Jones started off tonight by kind of blaming himself. Like, to be honest, he said, "Look, 26 turnovers. I didn't help them enough out there. When you have that many turnovers, I, as the coach, am not helping the team enough offensively." And then he kind of went into where, you know, Denver's breakdowns were on offense. He was talking about how The Mavs were doubling Nikola Jokic in the post the whole night, and we didn't get our spacing right around him, and that contributed to a lot of turnovers as well. We didn't shoot enough threes. The defense was solid, but if you don't score, can't really win. The pipe busted late defensively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. I like the coach that takes accountability.
He also said that he played Aaron Gordon too much tonight, and he also played Bones Highland too much coming off the COVID protocols. And Bol played in the first half, didn't play in the second half, and Popeye pretty much said that was because Dallas went really small. And so he had to match that up with more Bones minutes.
Yeah. All right. That's kind of interesting. I mean, he did. He kind of did. But I'm looking at Aaron Gordon, 33 minutes. Wow. And then Bones Highland tonight, 25.
Yeah.
That was definitely not three-minute increments or whatever.
Yeah. Also, Popeye Jones, not afraid to call out a player in his post-game presser.
Let's hear it.
He was talking about Bones Highland. I thought he knew more of the playbook than he knew. Popeye Jones said.
I have a follow-up question.
Sure.
Hasn't Popeye been there the whole time?
Yes.
Like, as a coach?
He has. He has.
So shouldn't he have some perspective on that?
I mean, it's a pretty... Here's the thing I keep thinking about, Harrison. No, I'm with you. I'm acknowledging this. Earlier this week, or last week, I guess it was, Jokic did that interview in Serbia.
Yeah.
And he talked about how somebody asked him about his game, and he said, you'd be surprised at how many players don't know their own plays, let alone don't know the other team's plays. And part of me wondered, like, my first thought was like, oh, that's awesome. Then I was like, wait, Jokic's probably also referencing his own teammates.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The plays.
Of course.
Jokic, I wish I could, like, give Jokic truth serum and just sit down for an hour and just be like, what's the NBA like? He's probably like, what? Guys don't even know the plays.
Right,
how do I run anything?
Right.
I'm literally pointing for them to go these places.
That's honestly hilarious, though. I will say that. Like, just call out a guy. Just straight up. After saying I played him too much.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. This is what I was hinting at earlier when I said you don't know how hard a thing is till you actually try it. I feel like that was Popeye at the mic where he's like, oh, shit, that's right. I'm not supposed to talk. Honestly, I'm just supposed to get out of every question without saying anything.
Totally.
Man, what is a cliche?
But yeah. I think Popeye comes from the school where he's a former player. He's just kind of used to telling guys
some
how it is.
What's up? Yeah, yeah.
He's a straight shooter, you know?
I guess, man. But
without
that is,
media training.
Here's what I'll say. Who knows what he really meant by that? Maybe he meant something else. But it's certainly when you read it, because I just read it during one of the breaks, I see it, and I'm like, oh, that's a rough quote.
Well, I think some of it was offensively and some of it was defensively in terms of coverages and whatnot. And Papa was talking about the breakdowns and specifically about Bones. He says they wanted him to show on Luka, not switch, and Bones just kind of made the wrong coverage, made the wrong read a bunch of times on defense tonight. Popeye also said he thought the effort was there, but it's just hard to overcome the 26 turnovers. In terms of Vlatko, he was just in the locker room icing it, didn't offer much of an update, but we'll see on that. I mean, that sucks. Two more rotation guys down tonight. In Austin Rivers and Vlatko, so we'll see. And then I thought this was an interesting little anecdote. He was talking about Bol, like I said. He didn't play in the second half because Dallas went small. But Popeye was kind of going on about how he and Bol have a nice relationship. He called it a friendship. Popeye was saying how he's told Bol, like, look, I know your father.
Popeye and Bol.
I know
Bol.
You're a good kid.
What a duo.
I think there's a friendship there.
It's funny, man. I mean, he's played minutes in two games. I know Denver's super shorthanded. What have you thought of Bol's minutes?
I thought he's been pretty good. You know, he had two tough turnovers tonight, one where he stepped out of bounds, but he's been making a couple hustle plays. That ball he saved out of bounds tonight was super nice.
Yeah, it really was.
I think he's been playing fine. I really do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we also talked to Bones, and he was talking about the turnovers. He said we were lazy, not really following the game plan in terms of making life easier for Joker. He was getting doubled, and we were just lazy, you know, getting to our spots and lazy with the ball as well. He was talking about coming back from, you know, this long absence. He said his legs felt really heavy, but he said he knew he had to come in and play big minutes, which is what he did. And then he was, you know, talking about knowing the playbook, a follow-up from what Popeye said. And he said he knows the playbook. He's very familiar with the playbook, except when he's not playing the one or the two. He said there were times when he was playing the three tonight, and I think that's where he's not as versed on it.
Okay, that's way less damning. That's way less damning. I mean, it's there's a lot. Like, look, here's the thing. Bones Highland has a lot on his plate right now, in addition to just getting the MBA education and all this stuff. So that's way less bad than what it sounds like when you just read the quote.
And maybe that's what Popeye meant by playing him too much, leaning on him as at the three at times and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to hear about Bones Highland's epic journey? Well, I wouldn't describe it as epic, but his journey to join the team. I did.
Sure, whatever.
This is the last thing I got. Got a call around 7:30 a.m. The team told him they had a flight on standby at 1:30. Just had to pass, turn in a negative test. Car picked him up. He went straight to the arena. He said he's getting really familiar with joining the team in another city. He's done it twice now.
All right. That's it?
Yep.
All right, we'll flush this one away. This is the season. Honestly, this is one of those games where it's like, it's so frustrating in the moment, and then you're just kind of like, I don't know, this is what it is. Yeah. The Nuggets are the trick-or-treat Nuggets this year. A lot of this by circumstance, but it's just like, maybe they'll win this next one. Maybe they'll look awesome. Maybe we'll get some momentum. Maybe you'll completely collapse. I don't know. You never know what you're going to get, but it's a tough one coming up. Any final thoughts?
I hope Vlatko's okay.
Me too, man.
It is true. It's funny when it happened and the way he went off. I just assume he's not.
Me too.
You're right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yes.
Any thoughts, Dev?
Nope. They play against Utah next game.
Big game coming up.
That's a big game. They're gonna. I feel like they're gonna bounce back. They're gonna step up to that type of game. That's what they play for. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Wind.
We've gone like how many weeks without a home game? It seems like forever.
Man, well, the weird thing is that so they've actually had a couple home games, but it's always one game.
Yeah.
They're always here for one night. Game. Yeah, one night they're in town, and then they're gone. So now you get two. Yeah. Little homestand.
Chance to get some momentum before go back out on the road again.
Yeah.
Chance to get some momentum before a chance to lose some momentum before a chance to get some momentum before a chance.
Don't forget, guys, the DNVR Nuggets podcast is coming up tomorrow at 2:30. You want to always subscribe to that. You guys watching this obviously consume this as a YouTube show, but it's also a podcast as well. We have episodes. We go a little more in depth with the analysis on off days. So this one, obviously, instant reaction. We'll dig a little bit deeper, not just into this game, but some of the other trends going on with the Nuggets. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
If you're looking to go back to school, maybe finish up your undergrad degree, or maybe you've already gotten your undergrad, you're looking to go back to school and get another degree, MSU Denver Online is really the best option that you could ask for. Super affordable, and they give you a great education. A lot of the teachers at MSU Denver Online actually work in the field that they're teaching, so it's a great networking opportunity as well. And like I said, it's really affordable. MSU Denver Online is also offering free application fees, so you can use DNVR Sports to waive your application fee at MSU Denver Online if you're signing up for maybe classes in the upcoming fall semester. So no matter what type of student you are, no matter what type of schedule you're working, check out MSU Denver Online today. You can view their entire course list at msudenver.edu/online.